Good afternoon on another warm and moderately humid day across eastern New York and western New England. Dew point temperatures are running largely in the 60s this afternoon. So even though we had those rather intense showers and thunderstorms yesterday, the humidity is still holding on. But that's going to change as the mugginess will exit the area for Friday and the weekend. But for now, it is still on the muggy side, and we will have a shot at a couple of more showers through the late day hours into this evening. Showers should be largely spotty in nature, so it's not going to rain everywhere, but it wouldn't be a bad idea to have your umbrella with you if you are going to be out and about. I don't think the storms are going to be as intense as the storms were yesterday, nor should they be as widespread, but there is the chance that a couple of these storms will produce a heavy downpour, some gusty winds, maybe even some hail. Heading into tonight, the showers and storms will come to an end. Again, it's not going to rain everywhere. And then later at night, we'll see some areas of fog form. The humidity will begin to drop as the night moves along. Temperatures will be largely in the 60s, with some 50s possible, especially across the higher elevations. So it'll start to turn a little bit more comfortable later tonight. And you're going to notice a big change in the humidity tomorrow. So it's a much less humid day. Temperatures are looking pretty nice. In fact, a little bit cool for this time of year. Highs will be in the 70s to around 80 degrees tomorrow afternoon. For most areas, it's going to be a dry day. However, I cannot rule out a passing shower or thunderstorm across the North Country during tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, we will see a blend of sunshine and clouds. Then on Saturday, we're looking at, in fact, a rather cool day for this time of year. We'll call it a little bit of a September preview. It's not going to be super cold for this time of year, but definitely cooler than we would expect. Temperatures on Saturday should be in the 70s with some 60s in the mountains, and that's the afternoon high. It's going to be a chilly morning, so you might need a jacket as you step out the door first thing Saturday, and it's going to be another pleasantly cool day on Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, the chance of an evening shower or storm, then clearing and turning less humid, patchy fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a late shower or thunderstorm, breezy and less humid, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta, tonight, the chance of an evening shower or storm, clearing and turning less humid, patchy fog, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a late shower or thunderstorm, breezy and less humid, high in the 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, the chance of an evening shower or storm, then clearing and turning a bit less humid, patchy fog, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and turning less humid, with a high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, the chance of an evening shower or storm, then clearing and turning less humid, patchy fog, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and less humid, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, a shower north, a bit cool for August with highs in the 70s, some 60s in the mountains, and on Sunday, mostly sunny and pleasant with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.